USA Radio News.
Governor Greg Abbott confirmed the Texas National Guard will be used to protect cities if there are violent protests following the election. Troops have been sent to several cities this weekend to stage. While speaking in Houston, the governor refused to get into specifics, though he did say decisions about when and where troops would be sent will be made on an as-needed basis. This historically red state is considered purple, with Democrats looking to turn Texas blue. President Trump went on the offensive today in Detroit.
Joe Biden is going to lock down your state, wipe out your factories, ship out your jobs. $4 trillion tax hike. We gave you the biggest tax reduction in the history of our country. That's the good news. The bad news is he wants to give you the biggest tax hike in the history of our country. He wants to eliminate private health care.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
U.S. officials said late today that Iranian hackers behind the threatening emails sent to thousands of Americans earlier this month successfully accessed voter data. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security, in a joint statement, confirmed that the actor successfully obtained voter registration data in at least one state. U.S. officials have been on high alert over the threat of potential cyber interference in the upcoming November 3rd election. A Lake County, Illinois judge earlier today ruled that Kyle Rittenhouse should be extradited to Wisconsin to face homicide charges from the fatal shooting of two men and the wounding of a third during protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin in August. Rittenhouse's lawyers gave arguments about the violation of their client's constitutional rights and whether the paperwork was sufficient to send the 17-year-old back to Kenosha. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Today was a big day for President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, as both made last pitches in the Midwest. President Trump spoke optimistically about the treatment for COVID-19.
We have great medicines. I would call them cures. Other people call them therapeutics. But we have some great things coming out, and we have some great things already out. And some are already in use, as you know, fully approved by the FDA. And I think that's what's happening, where people are getting better, and they're getting better much faster. So that's great.
For the first time, the United States added COVID-19 cases faster than one every second on Thursday, according to Johns Hopkins data. The United States reported 88,521 new coronavirus cases, a record for one day, that equaled a new coronavirus case every second. And finally, your iPhone may soon have a new search engine. Lance Pry has more.
Apple is planning to build its own search engine to rival Google, according to Wednesday's Financial Times report. U.S. antitrust authorities are threatening to squash deals Google made with device makers to be the only search engine as the default option, specifically iPhones and Samsung phones. Apple's iPhone has started to show its own search engine results and link directly to websites when users type in search queries directly from the home screen in versions iOS 14 and later. The report stated Google pays Apple between $8 and $12 billion every year for its search engine deal.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jim Taylor.